Joining me in today is the Stuart Broncos cross country head coach, Stacy Ludwig. Stacy, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to have you join us in, preview the cross country season coming up. First question is, how has the start of fall practice been for you, especially coming off of the summer and some of the conditioning you guys have been going through?
Fall practice has started off well. We have a full boys team this year. We have three boys, and you know, it sounds cliche, but they've been working pretty hard. On the girls' side, we have two girls, and they've been working hard also. So we're hoping to have things moving in a positive direction when we get to Burwell next week.
Well, that's awesome that the start of fall season has started off so strong for you guys. First question is, do you have any upperclassmen that are going to be key contributors coming into the year?
We do. We have two juniors. One is Annie Ludwig on the girls' side. She was a state qualifier in, well, during her freshman year. She missed most of the season last year because she broke a bone in her foot. So she had a really good summer. So we're hoping that she'll get back on track this year. So looking for big things from Annie. And Jake Cole on the boys' side had a good summer, put in a lot of miles. And we're going to see how he comes out. I want to see him be very successful because he's earned it.
Yeah, it's always nice to see those juniors and seniors really kind of get what they've earned after putting in so much hard work for the first couple of years of their high school career. Next question, do you have any underclassmen that you think are going to be some key contributors, especially for this fall season?
Well, we have Jackson Cole as a sophomore, and I think he had a decent summer also. So we're looking for him to see continued improvement. Caden Smith is a freshman, and he's been doing some really nice things. He did not go out for cross country, during junior high, so he's new, but he's really taken to it, so that'll be good. And on the girl side, Isabella Hipke is a junior, and she is making strides as well. So we're looking for big things from Isabella.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you have a nice mix of some upperclassmen and some underclassmen that are really going to do some good things for you this coming season. And obviously, you talked about that first meet in Burwell next Thursday. So I just wanted to ask, what are you looking for from your team in terms of how well they do or times and things like that, just especially being the first meet of the season?
Well, we have been talking about it, and we just said we want that to be our benchmark meet so we can you know, kind of see where we are, what adjustments we need to make, what we need to focus on. And the kids have been very receptive to that. You know, we just need to get a race in and then move forward from that.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense, especially the first meet of the season. Last question, is there any goals that you guys have set for yourselves as a team or any individual goals that you wanted to point out, maybe some upperclassmen or anything like that?
Well, for the girls, we'd like to see Annie qualify for state again. I mean, I think she has that capability. So, you know, having that year off, you know, we want to make sure we come back strong from that. So we have that. And with the boys, we're just hoping, you know, they cut their times, and we're thinking we might surprise some people. So I'm not going to say, yes, we're going to have state qualifiers, but I think in the back of their heads, they're thinking, yeah, I got a shot, and they're working for it.
Well, that sounds good, especially to have some goals coming into the season. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule just to give us a little bit of a preview for this upcoming season. I wish you the best of luck on your season.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Stacy Ludwig, the head coach for the Stuart Broncos cross country team, joining me in previewing the upcoming fall season.